asked a question to all of you, a question which Bhujang Prabhu and myself had discussed. How was your kirtan day? I mean, yes, in ISKCON we always say Haribol after these questions, but I mean, how often did you feel Krishna's presence? Let us be serious. When were you actually doing kirtan today? Means, when were you glorifying Krishna? The word kirtan comes from the syllable kirt, which means to glorify. What means glorifying? When I glorify someone, I go to that person, I become mindful of the person's activities, maybe achievements, and I will say something in praise of that person. Oh, you are very, very accomplished in cooking, for instance, or if I would glorify Bhujang Prabhu, I would go to him and say, Bhujang Prabhu, I really liked your evening katha. I would do something which has a personal dimension. Once Srila Prabhupada wrote us in Germany such an introspective letter where he challenged a little bit our Hari Bols. He said, you must read my books to know about Krishna, otherwise there will be soon no longer Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Kirtan is meant to be something for the pleasure of Krishna. It's a appraisal for four of his activities, says, for four of his things, his attributes. We do kirtan of Krishna because he's so beautiful. Then he has such extraordinary qualities, like we have heard that he took the plural fools when the Vaishnavan said, he didn't say you fool, you said, he said you fools, and he thought Balaram is not a fool. Then he had this extraordinary ability to chastise the washerman and send a message to Kamsa, I'm aham atra, I'm here. I have come. Soon I will be next to you. Krishna also does extraordinary activities. And the fourth quality is Krishna is extremely sweet. Very, very sweet. So that's why we do kirtan of Krishna. We glorify him for these attributes. A kirtan is only possible for someone who knows something about Krishna and who is mindful while he thinks of Krishna. While he sings, he's mindful of Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Harinam Chintamani gives us a little exercise. An exercise which helps us to connect our kirtan with Krishna. He says, in the beginning, when someone is not so able to think of Krishna, he should sit before the deity of Krishna while he chants, so that he can make a contact with Krishna in his visible form as the Archa Murti. That means the form which is worshipable. So how much have you really done kirtan today? Or if I may disturb you just a little bit more, and then I will become pleasant. Have you just moved your lips? Was your heart involved? Was your consciousness involved? Were you calling out to Krishna to be merciful to you because he's unconditional merciful? Or were you just making music or noise? These are questions which at the end of a kirtan day are not unpleasant. They are helpful questions because they point us towards a direction where we can do a very blissful kirtan. A kirtan which is not absent-minded, but a kirtan which is present-minded. Bhujan Prabhu and myself have a great anxiety in our mind. At the moment, there is a great appreciation of kirtan in our movement. But to tell you frankly, because I'm traveling all over and I know a little bit because I'm often invited, I can see it is waning already, like all fashions in ISKCON have waned. And it is waning. Waning means it's decreasing the fascination. Because up till now, devotees often do Hari 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 Bol kirtans, but they are not mindful of Krishna while the chanting is going on. And in order to give it some substance, we have created a culture of kirtan stars because they can entertain us a little. But the idea of kirtan is that there is only one star, that is Krishna. Nowadays in kirtan, at the end of kirtan, we applaud the kirtaniya. This is painful for every kirtan singer. I understand sometimes we want to encourage those who suffer from a minority complex by applauding to them. But this is not the idea of kirtan. In kirtan, there's one person in the center. That is Krishna. We can appreciate the kirtan leader by hugging him, buying him chocolate cake, but after the kirtan, if he likes that. There is nothing wrong in appreciating devotees, but it is wrong to applaud after kirtan because it's not about the person. The person who sings is the least important person. The only important person is the Krishna. So if we don't put Krishna in the center of our kirtan, if we don't consciously glorify Krishna, we will do all these little things which are a little girlish or manlish and so on, but not Krishna conscious. And and after some time, we will lose our taste and come to a new fashion. Maybe meditation will be the next fashion in ISKCON. I think so. I have a sense of some feeling. And then another fashion. This is not, we are meant for something else. And I believe actually that, now I'm getting a little pleasant because I have done my overdue on unpleasantness. Too much unpleasantness. But this is what I genuinely believe, Prabhu's Amadajis. The fact that you come for a holy name retreat, the fact that you leave your comfortable rooms in Vrindavan and the possibility to have chocolate cake in the MVT restaurant, that fact shows you have some sincere desire. You are the real items, the real devotees. I think so, and therefore I dare to speak a little openly. Yes, we will now try to do kirtan, and yes, Was it all right, or it was a little too much what I said, isn't it? Yes, I can see. Sorry. Oh, my mind, how will you ultimately take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna? My mind, I know you had a desire to take shelter of those lotus feet since time immemorial, but this wretched servant is still simply waiting. O Radhe, O Krishna Chandra, life and soul of the devotees, please give this most sinful person bhakti to both of you. Yes, I will now continue alone. Please, I beg you, do not neglect me. Don't analyze me and say, this person is devoid of bhakti. We will not have anything to do with this person. No. Please go the other way with me. Give this ignorant person your auspicious instructions on spiritual knowledge. I'm afflicted by the thirst for material enjoyment, but please give me the qualification to serve you in your loving pastimes. As I watch myself, I can see this restless current of life runs into the ocean of time. Devotees die and I will die. And I know the days that have gone will not come back again. My dear Lord Krishna, can you tell me what I should do now? Aren't you the friend of the fallen? I know who you are. You are my master. You are the very ocean of kindness. I am so unfortunate, and I am exceedingly foolish in the plural. I do not understand even a iota, sesame seed of bhakti. O Radhe, O Krishna Chandra, you are my masters. Because you are so great, take my soul and make me your own. Give me a perfected spiritual body.
Give me a perfect and spiritual body.
Within the transcendental abode of Vrindavan.
Within the transcendental abode of Vrindavan.
And give me a charity.
And give me a charity.
The nectar of your service.
The nectar of your service.
And then I have one request. This is when you have filled me with prema, and I'm really spiritually intoxicated, please sit down, because I want to sing for you songs about your divine qualities. Listen as I sing. Please engage me in service to you in the arena of the rasa dance. This unworthy servant of Sri Lalita Shakhi, this Bhaktivinoda, requests you by clasping your lotus feet. Please accept me.